I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Midlife Mavericks. For those of you who are new to this podcast, we talk about anything that helps women in midlife become their best possible selves, from health to wellness to sex to money to finance, you name it. We talk about it. I do solo episodes and also have on guests who are doing incredible things in midlife and beyond. And so if you like what you hear, please, please take a minute, subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, because that's how more women in midlife can find us. And, you know, I just did a presentation today, and I always say midlife isn't an age, it's a stage. Because it really is about understanding that it's time for you to be the best you can possibly be, to get past the drama and the nonsense and really focus on yourself and just live authentically with no regrets and take that step forward. And right now I am opening up in January. I'm going to be having my course, Confidence Equals Cash, How to Live Stress-Free, Debt-Free, and Financially Independent. You can go to my website, allison-jacobson.com, and you can get on the list for the sign up. And as soon as I open that course, I will let you know. This past week was the New York City Marathon, which is why I don't have much of a voice today. I was cheering for everybody. And as some of you know, last year I ran the New York City Marathon. I had never run in my life. I went from running 1 mile to 26 miles in a year, and it felt amazing. It was an incredible experience. And I did it for two reasons. One, it was honoring my son who died of SIDS 25 years before, but it was also because I've never had a fitness goal. I've always been a theater geek and done all of that. And my daughters are really athletic, but I had never had a fitness goal. And I said, at my age, I need it. And so it made me feel so strong, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. And that's why I am so excited to have my guest on today, Kelly Howard. Kelly Howard is the founder of Fit is Freedom. She is, Howard is a fitness consistency expert with a touch of adventure and the author of Fit, Active and Ageless for Life. For over 25 years, Kelly has helped thousands of women prioritize their fitness so they can feel great and have more fun in this second half of life. She invites women to adventure out of their comfort zones by trying new experiences they have may only have dreamt of previously, like me running the marathon. Her Fit is Freedom podcast, coaching, online courses, and retreats have changed the lives of thousands of women. She's a frequent guest on podcasts and television and the creator of the Fox TV Outdoor Houston Adventure Series. She currently calls Houston, Texas home, but can often be found kayaking on rivers and traveling trails worldwide. Kelly, I want to be you. I really do.
Oh, you're so funny. That's so sweet. And congratulations for running the New York Marathon. That's huge.
Thank you. It really was huge. And man, it was an adventure. But, you know, listening to what you're doing and how you're inspiring women, you know, I fitness to me is so attached to everything else in your life, because when you feel good about yourself physically, you feel good mentally, you feel good spiritually, it's all tied up in that. And I kayak, I also do paddle boarding, and just being out on the water is just so freeing.
Yeah, it is. It is. I just love it. And it's life.
So tell us about your business. Tell us about how you work with women and how you got into it.
Sure, sure. So I'll tell you how I got into it. I had a company that was an outdoor adventure club. and it was a membership club. So men, women, everybody was part of it. What I found I was doing, I bought that company and I was working my back end off, like had to make it successful, right? So I'm doing all the work. I'm caring for a mom who's had a heart attack. I'm caring for a house that we just bought. You know how it is, all the things. And then on the weekends, I'm becoming a weekend warrior because I'm leading people on all these adventures. One day I woke up and I just simply couldn't move. I was in too much pain, literally crawl to the bathroom to pee, crawl back to bed. And I'm laying there thinking, oh, I'm dying. And the whole time there's that little voice in my head going, you're not dying. You just aren't taking care of yourself. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like there's that point where you can no longer dial it in. And I was trying to. I was just trying to be able to burn the candle on both ends and still do all the things. And, you know, we all know this one. We do. And what happened was eventually that company became very successful. I got people out doing fun things. I got my act back together, sold that company. And instead of stopping, I decided that I would start what I do now, which is really, really focused on women. This, we call it, I don't care what you call it, like second half of life, midlife, whatever we want to call it. But women who suddenly go, you know what? I want more. I want more out of life. And there's that point we all come to where it's like, do I turn left or do I turn right? And left is everything you want and right is everything you don't want. So that's how I got here. And now the way I work with women is I do some one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and then I also take women on retreats around the world.
You're speaking my language. I just did a speaking presentation to female entrepreneurs this morning and said, you know, especially women entrepreneurs, man, we do everything and we will work 24/7 and then eventually we're burning ourselves out. And yeah. We have to find, you know, I mean, guilty was charged here where for many years I would be like, I don't have time to work out. It almost seemed like that was taking me away from my business and it wasn't a necessity. And it wasn't until I said to myself, working out and exercising is actually a prescription. It's like any medication I take any day, and I have to do it if I want to stay healthy. And it's no longer like when you're in your 20s and 30s having this killer bod. It's about just staying alive and being healthy and being able to, like, I had a client whose mother ran the marathon this weekend, 80 years old, her 20th marathon. Like that rocks.
So awesome.
I want to be that person, right?
Right. Right. And it's true. I mean, I say this a lot. It's probably doesn't sound like the best thing to tell people, but most of us are going to live a long life. It's up to us. Like, well, it's up to medical science to keep us alive. It's up to us to decide how we're going to live it.
100%.
And right. I mean, we could be sick, frail, uncomfortable, out of shape and not happy, or we could be just vibrant and having a blast.
And I wonder if you would agree with me that you also need that powerful why. And so for me, my husband has primary progressive MS and he's a big guy. He was an athlete and now he needs help getting in and out of bed. And I'm like, if I'm some frail 75, 80 year old, I'm not going to be able to do that. I need to stay strong for that. Aside from just the want. And I feel like everybody and a lot of people who have had a stroke or had some life-altering medical issue, that becomes their great and powerful why. And I really feel like we all need to find that inner desire when we make that decision to get into shape.
I mean, I call it the North Star in the book. And it's that thing. Like a lot of times when people come to me, the first thing they say is, I'm like, well, you know, what are we going to do? And I'll hear, oh, I want to lose 20 pounds. And I'll be like, okay, great. Are you excited about that? does that turn you on? And it's like, well, no, but I need to. And then, you know, you start asking the whys. And when you finally get to that why that someone either lights up or says, this is a life changer. Like those are the whys. And You know, I mean, it's just that thing, and we need it. We all have a couple more than one why, really. Yeah. But having that is so helpful instead of just thinking that we just need to lose weight.
Yeah. And talk to me about your thoughts between that mind-body connection, that getting into physical shape and what that does for you spiritually and mentally and everything else.
Absolutely. I always tell people that fitness starts in your brain and not your feet. Because we need to connect to our why, and we need to get our brain on board. But there, it's a synergistic, right? Because we can get our brain on board, but then when we start moving, all the dopamine, all the good stuff starts happening in our brains, and then we keep moving. And I see it all the time, and I see the reverse too. Like, I should not laugh, but I'm going to. You'll know what this is about. Like, I've had friends, people, clients who train for things, right? And they're training, let's say they're training for the marathon. And then all of a sudden I get a call early in the morning. I'm like, what are you doing? And there's this sobbing, like, oh, and they've gotten hurt or injured. And then now all of a sudden your brain is no longer getting all the dopamine hits that it was getting. And you start feeling it. And I don't think anyone really realizes how much it's going on until they hit that stage. But it's a game changer. It's a game changer for our mental health. It's a game changer for our relationships. It's a game changer for how we live life.
So why do you think, you know, everybody starts out in January, a lot of people, I'm going to get into great shape. And literally, like, within what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's done. Why is it so hard for us to maintain consistency?
There's several reasons. Let's talk about resolutions first. Okay. Resolutions are something that, and I do them. I still do them. It's habit, right? It is a habit. I have learned to pick the ones that I can win at. That's a different habit, right? But we have this belief that there's this magic that happens. And if we just go strong and we go all in and we just give it everything, then this time it's going to work. But what happens is that all of a sudden, it's usually about 3 weeks. And about 3 weeks, life happens. Life, we get busy, something comes up, you know, someone gets hurt, you've got to take care of something, you're traveling, doesn't matter, right? Life just happens. And what usually goes through someone's mind is, oh, here I go again. I didn't do what I said I was going to do, so it's not going to work. This is not going to work. It's like, you know, doing a diet and eating the cake. This is not going to work. It's never going to work for me. I should just stop. Versus the idea of going, okay, so what? What if I just restart? And what if I restart every time that happens? Because life is going to happen. I mean,
exactly.
I'd love to say that this, you know, once you get consistent with your fitness, it's it for the rest of your life. It's not going to. Something's going to come up.
And I believe in goals, but I don't believe in timelines on goals. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Everybody's different, right? You can start exercising, but the way one person exercises versus another, you're going to get to that end result at a different time. Same thing with healthy eating. And to put a timeline on that goal, you're setting yourself up for failure if you don't reach it. And so for me, it's always have that goal, but have those little wins every day, whatever that
very
little
good
win looks like. My daughter, she was like, if you could do a push-up, just do one push-up. And that's what I always try to say to clients. It doesn't have to be a lot. Just keep going.
That's right. Just keep going. Little, like the little steps. And years ago, I'll admit, I was that person that was like, start strong, go big. You know, I was like, rah, rah, rah. And all of a sudden I realized that rah, rah, rah wasn't winning the game. What was winning the game was, if you remember Aesop's fables, right? It was that turtle, step after step after step. And some days the steps may be back a little bit, and some days they might be a little bit bigger, but I agree with you 1,000%. Timelines are, They're just an arbitrary number.
Yeah.
That mean nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting because one of the things too, when I really believe you have to see winning and you have to have that mindset of doing whatever that is, but you also have to see the hard parts. So when I was training for the marathon, I saw myself crossing the finish line, but I also saw myself at mile 16 because I knew mile 16 was elevated and it was silent because nobody was there. And everybody told me that's the hardest part. And you've got to see those hard parts because you're going to go through them as well. And if you only just see the good and right. you don't see the struggle, as soon as you hit the struggle, you're going to be like, I'm out.
Exactly. So true. I mean, it's just so true because a lot of times people don't realize that everything we do, and I am a Pollyanna, trust me, like I really am. It's pathetic. And at the same time, I know that things get hard. And, you know, that's one of the things that we have to say, you know, to the people we work with, things can get hard. Mm-hmm. And when they get hard, you just keep going.
Because we're
do something
human.
Different.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Talk to me about layered accountability. What do you mean by layered accountability in your work?
Yeah. So accountability is such a, it's a big touchstone with, like, when people come to me, a lot of times they think what I need is accountability. My job is to get somebody from what I need is accountability to I am 100% accountable to myself, right? I mean, that's my job. But in between, you don't just go from one to the other. So I like adding what I call layers. So maybe it's having the goal of running the marathon. Maybe it's having a running coach. Maybe it's having an app on your phone, which is like one of the big bad no's, but you know, it's kind of figures in there, right? It's just having all those different pieces so that when you have a day when you're just not feeling it, right? There are days, we all have them. I'm just not feeling it. Then you can pull on some of that accountability. Maybe it's having, you know, a good buddy system, which is one of the things that I like giving people is, you know, let's put together a really good buddy system. And I have a client, she was in front of the gym. So she's in a group. There's five people in the text group. It's a text group. And she doesn't realize that I'm in that text group too. So she's in front of the gym. And she said, this tells me later that she's just sitting there. Got her work boots up on the dashboard. She's scrolling through her phone. She's not going to that gym. She is not feeling it. And she just thinks, I'm just going to let the group know I'm not going. So she texts, sitting in front of the gym, not going in, heading home. And I happen to see that text. Now I'm like, get your butt in that gym. And then somebody else in the group is like, what are you talking about? Get in that gym. We want pictures. We want pictures of you in that gym. And she said later, she said, it changed her life.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden she realized that she had not just a cheering section, but a greater reach, a greater goal that she wanted in her life. And she had always fallen to the easy side. And she went to the gym, she did her workout, and she's now like rock solid.
That is so powerful. By the way, rock solid. I have to ask you, have you seen the Netflix movie Naiad yet?
No.
Oh my gosh. So it's about Diana Nyad,
right?
The swimmer. And I didn't remember that she tried again. She failed years and years ago swimming from Cuba to Key West.
Right.
And she tried again in 2010. She was 60 years old.
Right.
Failed five times. Finally succeeded at 65 years old. And Annette Bening plays her. Annette Bening, talk about rock solid. I don't know what this woman did to get into the shape she's in, but she looks incredible. But, you know, it just goes to show, I think there's this idea of what women in midlife can do and menopause and all of that. And it's like, you can be a badass. You can be rock solid. I mean, apparently Diana Nyad, after she succeeded, walked across country. I'm like, right. Oh my God. So she had to be in her late 60s and did this. And so I wonder, I love that you focus on midlife women because we do need that support. of groups, because I think even sometimes our well-meaning adult children might be like, oh, mom, that's too hard. Don't do that. Just do, you know, water aerobics or whatever they're going to say. And we need to be very mindful of who's in our corner and who we share our goals with, who are going to support us.
Oh, so much. The first retreat I took people on, I had a lady come who was coming along, and she told me, she said, I don't think I can do this. And I said, you can absolutely do this. We train virtually. Like, you do the things, you'll be fine. And she gets there and she looks at me and she says, so my adult children don't want me here. I'm like, well, that's interesting. I said, why not? And they said, mom, what if you fall? What if you don't know these people? What if something happens? Like, they're just like, and she starts going through all these things. And by the time she's done, everybody is just crying. We are laughing so hard. I'm like, let's all go lay down in the front yard like we're all broken and send a video to your adult children.
Yes. And they mean well.
They mean well.
God. Now, okay, so you just said something, and I really want to pick up on this. You have retreats. I went on your website, which is fitisfreedom.com, right?
Correct.
And I saw one, 2024 Bali. I'm like, okay, I want to do the whole eat, pray, love thing. And I want to start in the Bali part. But when you say retreat to me, I think spa, I think yoga, I think, you know, laying around with an umbrella in my cocktail. Training? What? Tell us about your retreat. Okay. Not that I don't still want to go, but.
Right. Well, I do use the word adventure retreat. Okay. There is an adventure retreat. Because now we do one retreat that is kind of like laying around and, you know, excuse me, can I have another drink?
Yeah.
And maybe we'll do yoga in the morning. But mostly these are adventures. There's always options. Okay. Like, I know that some people can do more than other people. So there's always options. You don't have to do all the hard stuff. But I love pushing women out of their comfort zone, right? Like doing something that they never thought they could do. And there's something that I hear so frequently. I'll say, oh, do you want to go with us on, you know, this, whatever? Oh, I don't think I can keep up. Mm. I don't want to hold anyone back.
Mm.
And those are like, I mean, those are like fighting words for me. I'm like, well, guess what? And so we do hard things. In fact, I just came back from Costa Rica.
Another place
last,
I want
last
to go
week.
To.
We did Costa Rica. And last year we did Costa Rica. And a couple of people on the trip said, oh, that was pretty easy. Gauntlet, right? So I talked to my guide down there and I went, let's step it up. And we did. We really stepped it up. I mean, we had a blast and everyone was able to do whatever they needed to do and wanted to do. But when we all got done and we stopped by the office of where my guide is, we walk in and he's just like, oh my gosh, the goddesses have arrived. And we're all 50, 60, at least 70, 50, 60, 70. And he said, no one in the whole history of this company has ever done a trip that hard.
Okay. What did it include? Now you've got me hooked. And now I'm like, I've got to do this. And for all of my listeners, if you're part of my Facebook group, Midlife Mavericks, you know, we talk about this all the time of girlfriend trips and doing it. This is it. So what did it include?
So what we did, okay, we started off at Arenal Volcano and it was a very, very nice hotel. Even had air conditioning. That's how nice it was. And we did a hike around the volcano, just kind of got used to everything. Nice hike. Rained. It was hot, but you know, we handled it. The next day we did a hike up and back to this waterfall. Bit of a workout, without a doubt. The ones who didn't want to go all the way down and back up didn't have to, but you know, we felt it. And then the day after that, I think we rafted into the jungle. Where we stay in the jungle is epically beautiful, but there's no electricity. We have a generator for food and our guides cook for us. Along the way, this is when it started getting really interesting. Along the way, we decided to go up to this indigenous village. That is, you pull your raft over on the side of the river, you go up this hill, And it's not a hill. Everything in Costa Rica is a 40% grade or more. And it was steep. So we're heading up and I'm helping a couple of people in the back and it starts raining. And it is raining like nobody's business. It's raining so much that, it's like the water is running over our ankles and up to our calves. And we had to come back down, right? I mean, you have to come back down if you went up. And so that one we named the Indigenous Scramble because it was holy moly. And then we get in the raft, we get to the to our place just as it's getting dark. So it's pretty exciting. Next day we have a zip lining and Tarzan swing. And Tarzan swing is basically you just launch yourself out into the, it is not a bungee. I do not believe in bungees.
Okay.
This is kind of it's a swing, but you're launching yourself way out. You're way up high. There's a lot of adrenaline.
Oh my God.
And then we go and we raft out of the jungle and the weather's, had an interesting rafting trip. And then the day after that, we went on another hike that was a little bit harder. And then the day after that, went on a really hard hike. And those who didn't want to go didn't go. But those who did were like, wow, that was something. And it was, it was, like I said, it was a little bit more than we normally do, but man, we had fun and the camaraderie and it was so much fun.
How many people do you take at one time?
That was 11.
Okay.
So there were 11 of us. That's kind of a normal number. I'll do the Smokies and take a little bit larger crowd, but usually about 11 people is normal.
And you said you train beforehand. So
we do.
How long is the training? What does it consist of?
Yeah, no, it's really probably very similar to your marathon training. We train virtually and I have a package called Adventure Fit that they go through. They pick their level where they're starting at, level 1, 2, 3. And within that, there is some resistance training because we need it a couple days a week. And then there's cardio training. There's training with weights, like in your backpack. There's training with hills. There's training with heat. So there is that. If somebody follows the training, they're fine. Like they've got this. When someone doesn't follow the training, you can tell, but you know how it is. Anytime somebody trains for something, they either train well or, but that's the training in a nutshell. And we do it for usually 3 to 5 months.
That's it. Really? Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So it doesn't take that long to get there.
Now I have to think though, like people know I live in Connecticut. Training in the heat, I don't have that option except for, 3 or 4 months in the summer.
Right. So if you don't have the option of training in the heat, then you turn it up on something else.
Okay.
Maybe you turn it up on the hills or maybe you increase your weights a little bit.
Okay.
In Houston, like this last summer, it was extraordinarily hot. So, people had to get up early and they did less weight. Because I don't want people just to, fall over on the trail and die.
But you must have some incredible stories. I mean, this has to be life transforming for these women.
Every time, every single time. It's just like every trip is people are pushed out of their comfort zone. They never come back to who they were before. They are transformed and they're always ready for another one.
That's what I always say this to my listeners. I am so grateful for doing podcasts because I never would have met you. And now I'm like, sign me up. Are there videos you have? Do you have a YouTube channel people can watch?
What a great question. And what a great idea. Would I have done that?
Have
no,
videos?
I don't have that.
We have
a YouTube channel, but we never put that on there. I'm getting ready to make a note because we do have videos from this last trip.
I'm dying to see, especially the Tarzan swing. Like I want to see women going swinging through the jungle.
Oh, you're brilliant. I'm going to put that up on, I'm putting it up on YouTube today.
That is awesome. Oh my gosh. Okay. So what trips do you have planned for 2024?
So we're just in the final planning stage. So a couple of them I'm not positive about, but we're looking at doing a long bike trip So I don't know if you've ever heard of the Natchez Trace. It's kind of a southern route, mm-hmm. Natchez, Mississippi, going up. We're not going to do all 400 miles. We'll probably do about, I don't know, 150 miles, something like that.
No, that's all.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? This time around, I said, if someone needs an e-bike, we'll add an e-bike in. It's, you know, right? Because it's a gradual up. So that's kind of a casual play in Natchez, do the ride, stay at B&Bs. Other than that, I think we're doing Arkansas, and that's kind of an adventure. We'll do a little bit of backpacking, one or two nights, kayaking, and then some just playing in the hills, hiking, stuff like that. We'll do, of course, the Smokies, because I say, of course, because I don't know why I don't live in the Smokies. All I do is drive to the Smokies. Like any chance I get, I'll drop everything and drive 15 hours to go over there. So we'll do a bigger retreat there. We'll be in Costa Rica. We've got San Juan Islands where we do a paddle and a overnight paddle for a couple of days. I think we actually tent camp, and then we go out and do some hiking at a very nice, very nice Airbnb. If we do something like, you know, kind of grungy, then the next part of it is always very nice. I have a masseuse who comes on a lot of our trips. She's included. We bring a yoga instructor a lot of the time. We'll be doing, we're doing Portugal. Yeah, we're going to do the southern part of Portugal, which includes going to old Roman baths. That's what got me. I was like, old Roman, these baths were around when the Romans were around. I'm going. And then, of course, we'll do Costa Rica and probably a very, very small little island in Mexico.
Oh, my goodness. Do you just love what you do?
I do. I do.
What's the best part of it?
Really, the best part of it is seeing the change that happens for the people who come along. It's just, it's always night and day. Mm. And I do love that so much.
That is amazing. So before we leave and wrap up, I want to make sure everybody knows Kelly Howard. You can be reached at fitisfreedom.com, and you have a freebie for my listeners. It's your ebook, fitisfreedom.thrivecart.com/ebook. I will put that all in the show notes so that can be found. What advice would you give to midlife women?
Know you can do more than you might think you can. Look for something that lights you up. And plan for what you want. Like truly, you know, to get started, make a plan. And when I say make a plan, it's just like a week. Make a little schedule for the week. And if you don't follow through, just restart. This is not about perfection ever. Perfection is not real and it won't work. Just restart when you need to and keep going.
That is perfect. Kelly, thank you so much. I am absolutely going to come on one of your retreats. Like, this rocks. I am so excited. Everybody, please go check out Kelly's site. Come join me on a retreat. I think we need to have like a whole group go. And until next time, have a great week. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.